Greetings, and welcome back to The First Note. I'm your host, the Cosmic Messenger, here to guide you on your trip today through time to listen to many great versions of the song, I Don't Need No Doctor. I'm here today with my Brooklyn beer drinker, Yankee fanatic, and Italian connoisseur of New York street food, Vinny Bag of Donuts.
Hey, boss, you like street food too? I should take you over to the Feast of San Gennaro next year. You can't beat it. In the meantime, you should head over to 6th Ave near Rockefeller Center. There's a truck there that sells killer Philly steak sandwiches. You got to try a dirty dog.
I'll get some Rolaids, too.
Hey, you don't need no doctor.
I hope not. But let's take a listen to the song.
Ray Charles, right?
Yep. He made it a hit. But it was actually written by Ashford, Simpson, and Armstead in 1966.
Is that the Ashford and Simpson, the same ones that wrote Let's Go Get Stoned and It Ain't No Mountain High Enough?
Yeah, good memory there, Vinny. They wrote those two hits plus a bunch of others while they were at Motown. Nick Ashfield released a version of the song in 1966, but it didn't go anywhere. But then Ray Charles recorded it, and it hit the charts and spawned a bunch of covers in the 1970s.
Yeah, I got some deep memories of Ray Charles and some good stories, too.
I'm sure you do. But let's listen to Nick Ashford's first recording. So set the laid-back, way-back time machine to 1966. That was Nick Ashford, one of the composers of I Don't Need No Doctor in 1966.
So like I was saying, some of my first recollections about music was from Ray Charles.
Really? How?
Well, my older brother, he's like, he's like 12 years older than me. He had a lot of beer parties, like most every time my parents went out. So they'd get a keg of beer, put it out on a stoop, and set it up next to a record player.
What year was this?
I don't know. It was like 1963, 64, something like that. So anyway, my job, as a seven or eight year old was to keep the records playing. My brother had this like big stack of them 33s Then he'd say, "Don't let the music stop and play the stack first." In the pile was like, you know, Elvis Presley, Sam Cooke, Chubby Checkers, and a bunch of Ray Charles albums. I can still remember those album covers. They were like bright different colors of green and blue and red, and him, and you know, he had his sunglasses on. I can still see them today.
Man, you were one of Brooklyn's first DJs.
Yeah. Then they started, you know, getting me to fill their beers. Some guy with a girl on his lap says, "Hey, Vinny, go get me a refill." So I take his cup, and I'm weaving, squirming through the crowd. Everybody's laughing at me, of course. And I get to the front of the line. And before you know it, I'm filling everybody's beers, and they're rushing back to put another Ray Charles album on. You know, luckily, I memorized the last song of the album, so I knew when to get back to the stereo.
Man, you are a busy boy, but don't let that music stop.
Yeah, for sure. If the music stopped for more than a minute, it was like the end of Little Vinny Boy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's listen to Ray Charles' version from 1966. And hey, can you get me a beer?
Hey, I'm running the time machine. This ain't no Victorola.
That was Ray Charles' 1966 version of "I Don't Need No Doctor." Does that bring back old memories there for you, Vinny?
Yeah. I was cleaning up beer cups and cigarette butts before my parents got home.
Yeah. And when your parents asked, "Did you have anyone over?" you and your brother said, "Just a few friends to watch a Yankees game," right?
Yeah, you know, these days, if they caught a 7-year-old filling beers at a keg party nowadays, they'd probably throw the parents in jail.
Yeah, the kids nowadays, they got a GPS on them. The parents know everywhere they go and everywhere they are 24/7.
Yeah, you know, my parents had no idea where I was or where I'd been half the time. One Sunday morning, I came down for breakfast. I'm like, you know, like 17 or something like that. I got a new set of stitches right across my forehead from a little, you know, let's say, mishap the night before. So my father's, he's sitting there reading the Sunday paper at the breakfast table. My mom's cooking pancakes. I sit down. My father looks over the newspaper and says, "Hey, somebody do that to you?" or did you do it to yourself? And I mumbled into my pancakes, and he goes back to reading his paper. That was it. Man, the world has changed a lot.
It certainly has. And the music's changed too. But sounded like you needed a doctor that night, but I'm not asking any more questions. So let's hear how the song changes over the next couple of years. Let's go to 1968 with this version by the Village Callers.
Who?
The Village Callers. They were a Latin-influenced band from L.A. They mixed jazz, R&B, and Latin music in the 1960s. They even covered a Latin version of Evil Ways before Santana.
Okay, 1968, here we come.
We'd like to say hi, we're the Village Callers, and welcome today. We're glad to see that everybody could make it. You're all looking groovy. And now it's time to feature Fuzzy on vocal, a thing entitled, I Don't Need No Doctor, I Need a Nurse. So here we go.
Cause I know what's ailing me. I don't need no doctor, no. Cause I know what's ailing me. All I need is my baby boy, coming down with misery. Now I don't need
That was the Village Callers' 1968 cover of I Don't Need No Doctor.
You know, I remember Humble Pie recorded it live. You can hear one of my friends screaming from the crowd at the beginning of the song.
That's great. He must have had a great voice. But I was just curious about your story about being a 7-year-old DJ and pouring beers. What kind of beer were you drinking back in the early 60s?
Oh, Schaefer beer. We were a Schaefer beer house. Brewed in Brooklyn. Sponsor of the Brooklyn Dodgers and New York Mets.
You know, they had the best jingle, too.
Yeah, Schaefer is the one beer to have.
When you're having more than one.
Hey, we should get a band together. Sing some Ray Charles.
How about we listen to some Humble Pie? Set the dials to 1971.
1971, here we come.
We go home on Monday. But I want to tell you, we're not out of gas this time. It's really been a gas.
That was Humble Pie live at the Fillmore in 1971 singing I Don't Need No Doctor.
You know, that was a great album. But I think Peter Frampton left like right after that. I think he was like 16 years old or something like that.
He sure looked it. But he left to pursue his solo career. But for I Don't Need No Doctor, the New Riders of the Purple Sage recorded it a year later in 1972.
Jeez, I can't count how many times I saw those guys. They were playing solo. They were opening up for the Dead. They were playing with the Dead. Panama Red. Panama Red. Let's hear it.
I don't need no doctor. Cause I know what's ailing me. I don't need no doctor. Because I know what's ailing me. I've been too long away from my baby. I'm coming down, I'm coming down with the misery. Well, I don't need no doctor or prescription to be filled.
I don't need no doctor. I don't need no doctor.
I don't need no doctor, Lord, or prescription to be filled.
I don't need no doctor. I don't need no doctor.
Oh, only my baby's arms could take away these chills. The doctor says I need a rest. All I need is red pain and bed. He put me on the critical list. All I need is a husband to kiss. He gave me a medicated lotion. It did soothe my emotion. Won't you come on home? Won't you come on?
That was the New Rider of the Purple Sage 1972 version of I Don't Need No Doctor.
I remember Nicky Hopkins played on that song.
Man, you don't miss a thing there, Vinny, do you?
You know, I'll listen to anything Nicky Hopkins plays on. But boss, I'm getting a little jazzy feeling coming over me again.
Well, I got the cure for you. A cover from 2005 from John Scofield and John Mayer.
Okay, boss, let's go.
Been too long away from the misery.
That was John Scofield accompanied by John Mayer on a duet of I Don't Need No Doctor from 2005.
You know, I remember seeing John Mayer play it solo. He takes a lot of flack, but he can handle the guitar, I'll tell you.
Yep, for sure. But I want to keep you in a sweet mood, so I got a nice version from Beverly Skeets.
Beverly Skeets, that name doesn't ring a bell.
She was backup for Tina Turner, Elton John, and she was the lead singer for Bill Wyman's Rhythm Kings for over 20 years. So set the dials to 2007 and let's take a listen.
Ready to roll.
I don't need no doctor. I don't need no doctor.
I don't need
That was Beverly Skeet's 2007 version of I Don't Need No Doctor.
You know, I have to keep my eyes and ears open for her.
Well, here's one I think you'll like.
Don't let me down, pal.
Remember Paul Schaefer?
Sure, yeah. He was in the Saturday Night Live band, and then he was on Letterman for years.
That's right, and his band, the world's most dangerous band, backed up so many great acts over the years. They even played on their own. So I found out that they played I Don't Need No Doctor with Valerie Simpson and Felicia Collins in 2017.
Yeah, Valerie Simpson of Ashford and Simpson, the writers of this song?
Yep, that's right. So here she is 40 years after she wrote the song.
All right, what are we waiting for?
I don't need no doctor, 'cause I know what's ailing me.
That was Paul Schaefer's band, The World's Most Dangerous Band, with Valerie Simpson on vocals in 2017.
Hey, that was freaking awesome. She wrote that song in like 1966, and here she is still singing when she's 76 years old. God bless her. I hope I got all my teeth at 76, much less than singing like that.
Well, you know, a lot of people see those house bands on the late night TV shows as kind of like backdroppings, you know, but those guys are talented and they got to be versatile enough to play Frank Sinatra 1 minute and then rap the next minute.
Yeah, you know, I remember Doc Severinsen's band on Johnny Carson. Once they backed George Benson, then Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, well, guys like The Roots on The Tonight Show now, they get in on the skits too. Everything from Sesame Street to Metallica. They did a great a cappella version of Star Wars too.
There you go. There's that Al Capella guy. Man, he sure gets around.
Not Al Capella. A cappella. Yikes. Anyway, we got a jazzy version for you, Vinny, from Cheryl Ann Starlight in 2019. So let's head to 2019.
Hope to live, it's gone.
That was Arizona jazz singer Cheryl Ann Starlight's version of I Don't Need No Doctor.
Yowza. She can turn on my lights anytime.
Well, here's another jazzy one for you. Dita Paled. She's an Israeli jazz guitarist who lives in New York City, and she plays jazz, blues, country, all in her own style.
All right, well, let's spin it.
That was Israeli jazz guitarist Dita Peled's version of I Don't Need No Doctor.
Yeah, you know, I got to catch one of his shows sometime.
Well, Vinny, you asked about John Mayer earlier, so let's squeeze one last tune in. Let's hear him play I Don't Need No Doctor live in Los Angeles at the Nokia Theater.
Thank you.
That was John Mayer's version of I Don't Need No Doctor live in Los Angeles. Well, anyway, that kind of wraps up today's show, The First Note. We hope you all enjoyed our travel through time today as we listen to many versions of I Don't Need No Doctor. Stay tuned for our next show. It's coming soon. You got the laid-back, way-back time machine warmed up and ready to go home?
Yeah, sure, boss. You know, I got an idea. In honor of Paul Schaefer and my Schaefer beer story, I think we should stop off and have a cold one. Hey, I know a joint that's selling it again. What do you say?
I'm falling right behind you there. Let's go.